I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Civilians continue to pay the highest price in Russia's war on Ukraine. Dozens died this past weekend as Russia shelled areas close to the Polish border and Ukrainian forces attacked the separatist city of Donetsk. Eric says Unfolding Word partners with church networks in both Russia and Ukraine. In Western Russia,
we have three individuals in the same town, and they're concerned from several points of view.
Nearly all of the Russian team members are men.
They tried to discourage any male who was of fighting age from leaving the country, so anywhere from like 18 up to 65. People of any age can get pulled into an army on a short-term notice to help in the war effort. So the team is concerned about that, as well as the mere survival problems they might have in getting supplies.
Please pray Russian believers will trust in the Lord and pray He'll give them peace. United Nations officials say 1.5 million children have fled from Ukraine at a rate of just under 1 per second since the Russian invasion began. Others stay put in Western Ukraine. Teach Beyond's Kent and Inga Friesen help these kids process the trauma of war.
Their little brains can't understand what war is. They've never faced it. They've never seen movies about it. Learning and studying is not the priority at the moment for a lot of students.
Beyond the war, students would tell Inga God didn't exist. Today, students want the peace they see in Kent and Inga.
Even though they don't believe in God, they still call and they say, "Can we pray? Can you tell us more?"
The couple is committed to staying in Ukraine no matter what comes next. Please pray for their safety. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House, a devotional written by women for women. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.